Everyone's talking about Trump's first 100 days. The biggest talker is Trump himself.
Today, I would like to provide the American people with an update on the White House transition and our policy plans for the first 100 days. Our transition team is working very smoothly, efficiently, and effectively. Truly great and talented men and women, patriots indeed, are being brought in, and many will soon be a part of our government, helping us to make America great again.
Not sure if it was ever great since the Rothschilds and their agents have been ruling America since 1812. Yet, if America is ever to become great, then Trump must do five things in his first 100 days. 1. Close down the Federal Reserve Bank. It's not federal, but a consortium of Jewish banks that creates money out of thin air and gouges us with interest. Replace it by coining our own money as the Constitution mandates. The enslavement to Jewish bankers will thus come to an end. 2. Repeal Roe v. Wade, which gives states a license to kill. I'm talking about the wholesale murder of humans while nestled in their mother's wombs. This is a violation of God's law against homicide. But the Jewish feminists, Betty Friedan, Susan Sontag, Born Rosenblatt, and their now organization that pushed it, spat in the face of God's commandment, thou shalt not kill. 3. Repeal Obergefell v. Hodges, which gives the states the license to sanction same-sex marriages. This is a violation of God's creational ordinance for the perpetuity of the human race. Do we want a government that's God's enemy? Not a good idea. But Jewry doesn't mind, beginning with their striking down the Defense of Marriage Act and enabling four Jews on the Supreme Court to redefine the meaning of marriage. 4. Repeal the open immigration law of 1965, pushed by the American Jewish Committee and its front man, Senator Jacob Javits. Its aim was to bring in massive, non-professional third world immigration in order to destroy a homogeneous Christian society in which Jews cannot rule supreme. No Muslim registry is necessary. Repeal the law and revert back to pre-1965 immigration restrictions where only a limited number of professional immigrants could come in. 5. Register AIPAC and the Jewish lobbies that have taken over Capitol Hill as agents of a foreign nation. Once done, all their billions will be barred from funding political hacks who sell out America's interests to those of Israel. If we're going to make America great, not again, it never was, we start by ending the agendas of God's enemies in a short 100 days.